Shalom Aleichem, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries Program. This is Dan with the wonderful lady of my life and lover of God's Word, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Aleichem Shalom, back at you, which is a response to you, surprisingly saying to me, peace be unto you. So, let me say in return, unto you be peace. And may you all experience that perfect shalom that only God can bestow upon us. Let's praise the Lord.
We do thank you, Abba Father, for your perfect peace and highly esteem your Holy Spirit presence in our lives. We pray divine protection upon your church, especially the many innocent children forced into taking these dangerous COVID inoculations and the likely return of masks that hinder their proper intake of oxygen. We totally put our trust in you and will not be in fear of evil, for we are your righteous ones, and we pray that all our loved ones will desire your righteousness as well. We will soon enter your season of Teshuvah. May this year be a strong warning to the lost that the final judgment could easily begin this year. We pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Oh, and amen. You know, before we get into the news, I think it would be a good idea tonight to expand a bit on the real significance of the Hebrew word shalom.
Sounds good.
Well, especially since we do close every program praying for the shalom or peace of Jerusalem. And, you know, someone recently mentioned if that meant we were praying for the peace agreement between the Palestinians and Israel.
Actually, no.
No. But I should also say that when a certain peace treaty is signed, well, that would mark a starting point, and actually must come first before the real peace of Jerusalem comes after the 7 years of the final judgment.
And shalom begins with God's initial.
Yes, the letter Shin for Shaddai.
Well, you know, your name begins with a shin too.
It does. And the word shalom goes far deeper than the simpler meaning of peace or calmness or even the absence of conflict.
And is often used to say hello or goodbye.
So, if you don't know whether you're coming or going, that's a pretty good word to use.
Yep, amen to that.
And some might say, shalom, shalom, meaning, may you have peace on the inside and on the outside. Or just wishing someone a double portion of peace.
And on the Sabbath, you'd always say Shabbat Shalom.
Yes. And since we are on this subject, let me also point you to its Hebrew root word of shalom, which carries an understanding of completeness, making something whole.
As in restoration.
For sure. And pictures the all-consuming blessing of God's hand upon us. So, when we pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, it goes much deeper in that it calls for a completeness in Israel, a spiritual reality that can only come through faith in Yeshua as their Messiah.
Which is coming soon.
Yes. And for years now, we have seen many Jews born into Christ as a foreshadow coming as a result of the coming labor pains of Jacob's trouble.
And, you know, many Muslims are receiving the new birth as well.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some are testifying of having dreams and visions of Jesus.
Just like Joel 2:28 said would happen.
Prophecy being fulfilled. Mm. And by the way, one of Jesus' names from the book of Isaiah 9:6 is Prince of Peace, or in Hebrew, Sar Shalom. So, whenever we pray the Aaronic blessing that God commanded Aaron to do in number 6, it was God's blessing for completeness, both spiritually and physically in their land.
Both aspects will one day be realized.
And the bride will be with them, but then as queen and wife, as stated in Revelation 19:7. And that's why we have the shalom and joy of the Lord. Saints, don't disappoint him by grumbling or complaining.
Everything is in his hands.
For sure.
Okay, well, we have a little time left for some news.
Okay, well, wasn't it, though, kind of pleasant to begin with good news before the not-so-pleasant news?
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of unpleasant news, way too much to deal with tonight. But I'll mention just a few topics that if you need to know more is easily seen, well, on Fox or Newsmax, or actually more accurately, searched for on the web.
Okay, start us off.
Well, as of this morning, we're currently tied for gold with China in the Olympics as the very compromised Biden administration just dropped all charges against Chinese spies, even though they admitted to stealing U.S. secrets and taking them back to China, who are really on the move these days, which, by the way, I wrote extensively about in our newsletter.
That went out yesterday.
It did.
And the immigration problem is way over the top.
Oh, it's very bad. They are letting in multiple traffickers and just anybody, even with COVID, and then busing them to other states. And now Biden is reappropriating approximately $2 billion of wall money, using it instead to pay off the contractors and put toward environmental issues.
Well, you know, he suspended all construction in January.
Yeah, we know that. But now it's without any funding. Well, it's pretty permanent.
But the Republicans will try to fight it in Congress.
So they say.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's some proof of election fraud finally beginning to surface. But the big tech, of course, is censoring most everything.
Along with the left-stream media.
Mm-hmm. Well, another topic is the critical race theory taught in businesses and schools. And did you hear about the fifth graders and up are given condoms in Chicago as their crime rate is horrendous, and also in New York, L.A., and other blue states that have redirected police funds? Or we could talk about the huge fires in California, Oregon, and Montana, too.
Or how many businesses still need workers.
Or that our debt is rising exponentially. And there is so much more. But the most important issue is these dangerous vaccines, which are about to be mandated for high schoolers.
And, you know, and it already is in most universities.
With soon emergency FDA approval for 5 to 12-year-olds, in spite of the many adverse reactions being reported, but are mostly being ignored, even by Fox News, except maybe a little from Tucker and Laura Ingraham, who could say probably much more, but they kind of keep it low for obvious reasons. People still think that somehow or another, a piece of SARS coronavirus was turned into a vaccine.
Which is not true.
Mm-mm. The shots will soon function more like a computer program to eventually alter one's DNA and turn people into walking spike protein factories. And by the way, many good, honest doctors and strong Christian ministers confirm these findings. Do we want to listen to Jesuit Fauci and the secularists who some will say they are Christians but clearly deny the power of the gospel?
Like wolves in sheep's clothing.
Yes, and many are clearly wolves and not even hiding it. Anyhow, a good website and TV programs are Joni Lamb and Ministry Now on Daystar TV, who also have a separate website devoted just to COVID.
Yeah, it's covid.daystar.com.
That's right, covid.daystar.com. If you don't have a computer, well, the libraries do.
And we have a quote from Dr. Martin about these inoculations.
Yes. He recently said, and I quote, "A computer-simulated synthetic chimeric computer-generated code was given by China to Moderna Pharmacy to put into an injection so that your cells would produce the S1 spike protein synthesis and not the actual virus, the way we used to do vaccines. This was a computer code uploaded by China to inject a pathogen stimulant into the American population."
Ephesians 6, front and center.
Oh, for sure. This is highly demonic. So, quickly, I want to mention just a few of the adverse reactions besides many deaths that are actually reported on the VAERS government reporting system, as in blindness, permanent vision loss, blood clots in the brain and or tumors in the heart and lungs, many different cardiac disorders, strokes, thrombocytopenia.
That's extremely low blood count.
Right. Permanent paralysis, neurodegenerative diseases, uncontrollable tremors.
Yeah, you know, we saw a video of that. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. And cerebral thrombosis, immune system impairment, miscarriages, stillbirths, birth defects, spinal damage, anaphylactic shock, facial paralysis painfully lasting weeks or months, loss of hearing, multiple organ system failure, difficulty breathing, damage to liver, lung, kidneys, pancreas, neoplasms, muscle and tissue damage, endocrine and gastrointestinal disorders, Guillain-Barre syndrome, profound permanent fatigue.
A severe fatigue is a common complaint.
And now the CDC admits the PCR tests, well, they were calling the flu as COVID. Still, unfortunately, they are about to coerce the public. They need still another shot. I'll say it straight out. Though those COVID inoculations were never designed to protect anybody, but rather to enslave.
And to prepare for the Antichrist system.
Oh, for sure. And if you can't see that, spend more time in His Word for discernment, especially study prophecy. We are their saints, and it's happening fast. So rejoice.
And again, we say rejoice.
The King is coming. And here's one last question to ponder. What did you think the end times would look like? We are in the foreshadows of the next dispensation.
For sure. Okay. We do welcome all your comments and end time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006, and we'll call you back, usually within 24 hours. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are certainly appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters, all archived for your learning pleasure.
Okay, so tonight and next week, we'll be teaching on some more Hebraic Roots 101 on the topic of repentance.
You know, that's always a good subject.
Yes, but we will not be talking about the sins of commission, which we repent for daily.
But we're paid for on the cross.
Praise the Lord. But we're going to address the sins of omission, and that is what teshuva is all about, meaning to return to a closer walk with the Lord. You know, there is no Christian out there that wouldn't agree they could get closer to Jesus.
And the number one way to do that is through His Word.
Mm-hmm. And the number two way, then, of course, is through prayer and worship.
And number three is when we do for others, as James puts it.
Yeah, like an example is If you choose TV or entertainment over your personal time with Jesus when you haven't been in his word all week, that would be considered a sin of omission. Anyhow, the 40-day season of Teshuvah is an important season to the Orthodox still today,
which begins on August 8th this year.
Yes, always on the first day of the Hebrew month called Elul,
which is always a new moon,
which therefore suggests a new beginning to something. So quite fitting, as Rosh Hashanah comes 30 days later, therefore also begins on a new moon. So Teshuvah is a yearly warning season to repent before Rosh Hashanah, a possible resurrection. But if not, which it hasn't yet, then Teshuvah continues to Yom Kippur 10 days later on Tishri 10.
So it occurs this time every year for a very good reason.
No, I'll say, because it's God's warning season to the whole world of the possible resurrection followed by a coming judgment on those left behind. And that will begin on a Yom Kippur,
10 days after the rapture.
Right, and the resurrection of those asleep in the Lord.
1 Thessalonians 4:16.
Mm-hmm. And we can assuredly say, when in the year of the rapture, we will see very serious warnings of high intensity during Teshuvah for the last time to save some souls before the last trump sounds on the Feast of Trumpets, 1 Corinthians 15:51.
So, just before the tribulation begins.
Right, because of God's great mercy, it's a last-minute opportunity to get saved.
That's why this coming month is important to observe.
Amen. So this season is a more golden opportunity for the church to reach out to the lost, especially to those in need, and offer them a better way through salvation.
Because some year it will really happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, the signs he told us to watch for are increasing right now. And Jesus, at some point, must keep his next appointment.
Well, you know, he's kept the first four, so there's only three left.
Which all happen in the fall season. So every year around this time, our excitement level increases as he expects us to be anxiously awaiting.
Hebrews 9:28.
And remember, James 5:7 does point us to the grape harvest time, which is in the fall for his return.
Each 24-hour period begins at sundown, according to Genesis 1.
Right, and the first 30 days of Teshuvah is heralded in with the blowing of the shofar till the last trumpet of 100 blasts is blown on Rosh Hashanah. Then, after the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, which is Tishri 1 and 2, there is silence for the in-between 7 days of awe, called the High Holy Days, which ends on Yom Kippur, Tishri 10, when the great trump is blown, another idiomatic expression, this time for Yom Kippur, as used in Matthew 24:31.
Where the last trump is a common phrase for Feast of Trumpets or Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's revealing here is that we do see Teshuvah in Scripture, where God particularly uses this season of warning, again, just prior to a possible resurrection, also on the anniversary of the creation of man.
On Rosh Hashanah, meaning head of the year.
So, specifics about Rosh Hashanah is also written down in their Jewish tractate commentary book. And again, the strict Orthodox still believe that the resurrection will be on a Rosh Hashanah. But others, like Christians, have gotten away from their original Hebraic roots. In fact, some Jews today who have received the Messiah will admit they had to go back and learn their true roots from when Jesus walked.
Because the teachings changed?
Yes, especially during the Dark Ages and their newly reformed teachings. So, unfortunately, since not all Jews learned their first century roots, will instead hand down what their recent ancestors taught them, which can be perplexing to Gentile believers over some conflicting teachings. Again, just study our Hebrew roots from the first or second century. And by the way, George Foote Moore is a good author on that.
You know, by the way, they did not wear yarmulkes.
Okay, yeah, no, they didn't. And I always found it peculiar that the hierarchy in the Catholic Church wear them as well.
Didn't you research that years ago?
Actually, yes, I did.
Oh, do tell.
All right. Well, white is for the Pope. Red caps are reserved for cardinals and purple for bishops. And they call them the skull cap or cicado, which began hundreds of years ago because when they took their vow of celibacy, a ring of hair was cut off the tops of their heads called tonsure. So caps were used to cover that part of the head to retain body heat. Monks and some other religions, like the Buddhists, practice tonsure as well, but the Jews do not. They just wear kippah, which means to be covered by God. Anyhow, Christians would benefit to study our Jewish heritage because by 312 AD, Emperor Constantine defiled Christianity with the leaven of paganism. As well, we need to recognize how fortunate we are to be under the New Freedom Covenant, as in free from the law, which was just a tutor to recognize Christ when he came to fulfill the law, Galatians 3. Which is why I so enjoy teaching it in a balanced way by omitting all legalism. For example, Jesus fulfilled the spring feast in detail, and he also fulfilled the Sabbath because he is our Sabbath. Our rest, meaning every day is the Sabbath to us because he dwells in us. It's been fulfilled. Therefore, you have the freedom to do what you prefer to do on the Sabbath. Only two commandments. Now love God from the heart and love your neighbor. It is no longer mandatory to physically rest on that day or any day. Instead, recognize the Sabbath as a typology, a future picture of how restful the kingdom will be. And Hebrews 4 confirms this as well. Jesus also chose the 40-day season of Teshuvah to fast in the wilderness, being tempted by Satan, who on the last day, which would have been on a Yom Kippur, offered Jesus the world, which confirms just how powerful Satan is. That was a spiritual antitype of how Jesus will return after the tribulation, also on a Yom Kippur. But next time, to totally defeat Satan and put him in chains, while Jesus himself rules as king over the whole world, literally. Satan is a usurper here right now, but only for a little while longer, which is why evil still happens and is increasing as Scripture prophesied it would, and even more so just prior to Jesus' return. Saints of God, we are living in it. So we will continue all this next week on this season of repentance. But let me ask you, is it time to repent for not being more passionate for Christ? Or maybe you have never really made him Lord over your life or even accepted his free gift of salvation. Don't wait any longer. He died for you. And to be blunt, he went through hell for you. So you don't have to. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing number 622. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that perfect shalom. So till next time, sha'alu shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Those who love her shall prosper, Psalm 122:6. So keep looking up. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.